adjusting my speed. Got me 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 adjusting my speed.
Finishing off the set with Fred Again and Anderson .Paak doing Places to Be. I've had it in my head all week. Followed Kneecap doing Hood, H-O-O-D. You heard the radio edit, brand new radio edit, which followed the People's Choice Party is a Groovy Thing. Maybe not the most expected segue, but that's what WFMU is for, right? To expand our minds and our hearts with each other. Luther Vandross in that set got the remix treatment. You heard Never Too Much, the Lost Frequencies edit, and brand new music from Scratch Massive. It's a duo. They did You Can't Hide featuring Genie Added, and that was also the Carl Finlow remix. That was like one of those you need like those detective boards with like string and push pins to follow what was happening there. But anyway, Andy Bell started off that set with his brand new music. That's Andy Bell from Erasure, not Andy Bell from Ride. But he has a new album coming out called 10 Crowns, and you heard the latest single off of that, Don't You Know. It's 5 minutes till the top of the hour, and that hour is 6 p.m. Bing bong, you're tuned in to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. My name's Mona. It's time for me to jump this joint, jump this popsicle stand. Just trying to like make Bucci laugh. Like, hello, attention me, Bucci, attention me. Hey, are you ready for the fundraiser? You could just scream your answers.
Yeah, who, me?
Yeah, yeah, you.
Absolutely. You know what I'm ready for?
What?
I'm ready to look at you to get your t-shirt this year.
Oh, yeah, I got a t-shirt.
I got this t-shirt. Folks, you should see this t-shirt.
I was inspired by you and your t-shirt last year.
I'm glad to inspire you. I'm sure it's a great, we saw the design, it looks fantastic, and, it's got you, your face on it.
Yeah. For those that have supported in the past, I always do a Photoshop masterpiece for the cover art of my Sweat Into the Spookies albums. This time I thought, let's just do a t-shirt. That's a Photoshop masterpiece.
But I would not even know. I thought you actually were in trouble.
Oh, no. My family was like, don't put that out in the universe. What if you get arrested now? So I am taunting fate for you, the listener. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I come with my own mugshot to the police station. Anyhoodle, time for me to go make some room for Bucci to talk about things with you. We're in a new studio, so there's gonna be a new phone number. I might tell you right now so you can write it down. 201-536-9368. 201-536-9368. I'm sure he'll repeat that number many a times. Did I mention the fundraiser is coming up? And I'm going to be back here Monday night. That's Tuesday morning, 3 to 6 in the morning, to co-host with my bestie, Jessie Doris, my radio inspiration. And we're going to have Hi as our special guest. She's playing tonight at Basement. It's sold out, but I think you could try to do a little walk-up moment. This is like a total Persian thing to do, to be like, I'm leaving, I'm going to say goodbye, and then just talk for like another 20 minutes. it would take my mom, like, she'd be like, I'm saying goodbye 4 hours later. She's still saying goodbye. Okay, bye.
tres, cuatro.
Let's just, now just the legs, lift. All right, now just the torso. Okay, now, just the neck. Ah, my neck! It's squished! Oh, man, I'm just kidding. Okay, sorry, I'm, hold on. And stop breathing. Hey, it's Boochie.
Smooth Booch.
Well, today it's gonna be, I'm a little bit ragged at the end. Someone tore a sheet off of Boochie, and he's, a little ragged, so this show is gonna be a little, ragged. But, trust Boochie, that doesn't mean...
Trust Boochie.
It's not going to be worth your time. Because what are you doing? I shouldn't say things like that. Yeah, sorry, I'm a little behind. I don't have a... My uncle went to... not Comic-Con. What did he go? Uncle-Con this year. And so he didn't make a last time on Boochie montage like he usually does every week. Which is too bad, because we had some good times on Boochie last time on Boochie. But, I don't know. I'm on his time clock in a lot of ways. I would be mad, but I did, you know, Uncle Con is important to him. He goes to Uncle Con every year. They hold it in different places. Last year it was held... in a field at a car show in Stamford, Connecticut. Everyone stood around with their hands in their pockets looking at a Dodge, the same Dodge. It was my uncle's Dodge. So I don't know what they were doing before my uncle showed up. Probably just standing with their hands in their pockets looking at the field. But you know uncles.
All right, close. Was I close enough there?
Oh, come on.
Almost kisses?
The year before, I'm gonna turn you down a little bit there. They had Uncle Con, it was very sad actually, at a funeral home. They were all the uncles were pallbearing for another uncle who passed. So, but there were some good times while they were, walking around with that coffin. Though at some point they stopped, it was kind of controversial because they didn't walk into the funeral home. They got the address wrong, so they just kept walking around with this coffin, pallbearing it all over the place. You know, they went into a CVS and asked for directions to the funeral home, but they're walking around CVS with this thing, and then... my uncle, you know he's going to get some juju bees. So, anyway, that funeral was ruined. Where was I? What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, Uncle Con. So anyway, I can't. The show's gonna get me a little bit confused because I usually start the show one way, and now it's this which you're listening to. Man, the show is terrible so far. I don't mind. I don't begrudge my uncle going to Uncle Con. I don't. I grudge him. I know. Yes. I grudge him. I don't begrudge him. All right. So anyway, I need to still get to set up. So let's play a little bit of music so I can get ready, which is bound to be a very 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 good show. I was gonna play a little music.
Music first.
We keep music first here on Bucci. That's what Bucci is all about. So let's listen to this one. It's the new one from Backwash, Ninth Heaven, only on WFMU and YouTube. It's Bucci, and everything is real quiet.
Bucci.
There we go. Gotta make sure I'm 8 inches away from this mic. 8 inches. It's a very sensitive mic. Okay, we're back. It's Bucci. So let's do that thing that Bucci does every week and crack a can of Puppuccino. Ooh, Puppuccino. People who work at Starbucks know that Bucci's favorite. don't like that reverb. My favorite drink is a puppuccino, which is an espresso cup filled with whipped cream. And they usually give these out to dogs, rich dogs. And if you bring in a dog, any dog, they'll give it to you. They'll give the dog one. But if you are a human, like Bucci's got an arrangement whereby he pays $30 and they give him the whipped cream in a cup. It's a good arrangement. I've had that arrangement with them for about 15 years and I haven't lost anything by it. In fact, I've gained a lot by it. Gained a lot of whipped cream. Sometimes can't keep the whipped cream. I can't eat it all. There's so much freaking whipped cream. So I end up taking it home and stuff it in my pockets and eat it for later. Save it for Boxing Day, as my mother says for some reason. This is an old puppuccino that I got yesterday and kept on ice because I didn't go to Starbucks today because today is Bucci's favorite holiday.
The Florida Project.
No, it's not the day that he watches the Florida Project. That's tomorrow. Today's his favorite day. It's Buy Nothing Day here. Or, as it's now called, the Gulf of Economic Blackout Day. And so what do? Is we don't buy stuff. We don't buy stuff from corporations. We don't order from Amazon. We don't go into Dwayne Reed, literally or metaphorically. We don't buy from corporations. We buy from local businesses. Like, I can't think of a local business. They've all been pretty much wiped out. But, you know, if we can find one, that's where we're buying from. A fruit seller. If you find a fruit seller, they're usually not incorporated. But it's the power of the purse, or in Bucci's case, the power of the envelope he carries around in his back pocket. Money's the only thing these bastards understand, so that's what we're not going to give them today. Today!
No, don't buy that. No, 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 stop, stop! Ah. Oh. Oh.
Ah. I don't think the groaning was necessary. But yeah, we're not buying anything. But, just because I'm not buying anything doesn't mean I'm going to deny myself the pleasure that I get from having a package arrive at my house and opening it. It's the best part of buying things, is when you take it home and it's in its little box and you're like, oh man, I hope this mic works, or I hope these shoes work. And you take it home, or it comes to your house, and you open it up, and you look in, and it's perfect. When you open a box, there's the perfect thing is in it, because it hasn't been tainted by your fingerprints, your peanut butter fingerprints. Anyway, I'm not going to deny myself the pleasure of opening things, period. I don't care. I mean, you know, that's just the way I celebrate Buy Nothing Day or the Gulf of Economic Blackout Day. And also, it's just fun. I brought some of my packages from home, and I just love that little ASMR feeling, that little twinkling feeling I get in the back of my head when a box opens and all the crinkly paper kind of crinkles, and it's just like the sounds of something new in your life. And I get a lot of packages, as my doorman will attest, if I had a doorman. I'm going to get a doorman one of these days and then make him attest that I have a lot of packages. So, like I said, I have so many. I brought some home, and I'm a little bit afraid because a lot of these are old packages that I've just been laying around the house. I've never opened. I'm sort of scared to open them because who knows? It could be like a box of court summonses, which I got once. And I got, like, apparently I had been delinquent on all these court summonses, and I opened up the box, and there was like 50 in there. I can't go to all those courts. Or you open up a box and it's an angry dog looking for his puppuccino. Or her puppuccino. But yeah, I guess I fetishize. Opening boxes. Lots of people do. There's all these, everyone, you know, loves a unboxing video where they open up and there's a brand new kind of Puma sneaker kind of winking out at you. I have a my favorite television show is a YouTube video channel where a guy, his name is Steve MRE 1989, he opens MREs, military ready to eat, or meals ready to eat. Not sure. Anyway, they're military rations, and he opens old ones from the Civil War, and ones from the Korean War, and then ones from the illegal Bush Wars as well. And so I love that guy. A guy just like, you know, when he opens a box, that box is open. Is that a Bucci adage? No, it's a Steve MRE 1989 adage. And these things make me happy, you know? Happy! Look, so anyway, this week I brought some boxes, and I'd like to open up some with you. So what I want folks to do today is to call up. We got a new number, 201-536-9368. Call up and open something, open a box over the air. Now, this cannot be something you bought today, and I'll know it. I'll hear the freshness of that cardboard. I really almost swore. I'll hear the freshness of that cardboard once you pop that baby open. I want something old, something that's, you know, been haunting you, haunting your house, just been stuffed away in a corner, or... maybe it's a, you know, just, you get so many boxes of cat litter, you can't open one. Or it can be something like, your loved one can box something up that you don't know what's in it. And then, they hand it to you and you open that over the air. And then you're going to describe it in detail. Son of a... So yeah, that's what we're gonna do. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Maybe it's shoes. Maybe it's a blackhead remover. Could be anything. Maybe it's a. Maybe it's a shoebox full of your dad's old letters, starting from, you know, his teen years. And going all the way up to his later years. And the early letters are like him wanting to be a beatnik and like talking in beatnik slang and, you know, talking about E.E. Cummings. And then his later letters where he advocated for the removal of beatniks who hung around his favorite Dunkin' Donuts or Dunkin'. So it was that I opened that box up and it was sad to see that arc, to go from pro to anti-beatnik. Usually it goes the other way. Anyway, so that's what we're gonna open up. What's in the box? Hold on.
What's in the box?
Is it a Mac? Is it a bunch of flowers? Or is it a big, big pig? It's Breakaway. Big Pig. Only on WFMU and on the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure soundtrack.
Get to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Unboxing with Bucci.
So call in with your response now. 201-536-9368. New number, 201-536-9368. One more time, 201-536-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now back to the music, music, music. Bucci.
Hey, it's Bucci. Sorry for that delay. I was talking into a dead mic for 30 seconds. All right. Go down. We're unboxing things today. I want to know what's in your boxes. Let's just go with that. I want to know what's in your boxes. Call up with an unopened box or a box that you've put something in and you've totally forgot what it is, or it's a new fresh box that you know that is still sparkling with the postman's sweat. And also, I'm going to ask the question. Today is Buy Nothing Day or the Economic Blackout Day, whatever you want to call it. And I want to know what you're not buying today. Not! All right. Let's see if I can figure out how to put this phone call on the line. I definitely can. Caller, you got Shabooch.
Ba-ba-ba-booch.
Yeah, I know. Who's this?
Well, it's Zachary's family. Sorry, Bucci.
Oh, that's okay. Just one more apology necessary.
One more. Bucci, I'm sorry.
Thank you. All right, Zachary, how are you doing first?
Oh, magical. Really nice day today.
Uh-huh.
Really windy, but 60s. Clay was talking about it out there, too.
Oh, yeah. It's very warm.
Yeah. Good day to get boxes going, right?
Yeah, Well, I mean, someone opened the box and let the sun shine out, if you know what I mean.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. God.
God.
Yeah. God's box. We're all in God's box, aren't we?
Right.
I'm going to write that down. We're all in God's box. Zachary, do you have a box in front of you?
Yeah, I got several.
Okay. Why don't you take your pick? Take a couple.
Okay.
Well, All right. So go ahead. First, describe these boxes. What are they? Are they big? Are they small? Are they long?
It's more of like a flat, long one.
Mm-hmm.
Rectangle.
Okay,
not
sure.
Square.
It's got like a fishing pole in it or something, maybe? Like that kind of box? It's
most likely disassembled, yes.
Okay, great. All right, let's hear that thing. Let's hear it out. And then put the phone real close so we can all get that nice feeling. We can all experience. It's like we're your hands and opening up the box with you.
I'm in.
Can you open up the box with more vigor? Like maybe like a little
what,
bit more
bigger?
Enthusiasm? It seems like you're like a grandmother opening up her pill box.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to break what's in there.
Well, no, but you can rip up the... Why can't you tear off the tape and then, like, crinkle a bunch of paper that to get through to the present?
Yeah, there's crinkly paper in here. Listen.
Okay, keep opening it.
Okay.
Never thought I'd have to mansplain opening a box. Go ahead.
There it is. Open.
Very satisfying. What's in it?
A new silicone lid for the skillet.
Okay. And that's a long, thin thing? Or did they just...
Yeah.
Pack everything in long, thin boxes?
Disc boxes.
Hmm? What? Say again, Zachary?
The disc. Like a... Where you put like a record, you know, if you're going to mail a record or something.
Oh, I see. It's that kind of thing.
They don't want to crush it or poke it. They can't do envelopes.
And you put this on your grill? What do you do with this thing?
Your iron skillet.
My cast iron skillet.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. It's for the handle.
You don't need to say cast iron. It's for the... I don't know how many iron skillets are made out of something else.
I'd say people in the chat are saying six.
Six.
Yeah. So, you got to season that thing, too. I got my cast iron skillet so seasoned you could lick... A meal off of it.
Probably all your meals you used to have on it, right?
Right.
That's the joy.
Okay, so is it nice to have this thing? You got this thing in your hands now, and it's all the mystery is gone, and now you know, like, oh, it's just some thing for my cast iron skillet. It could have been anything, but it is this specific thing. And what are you not buying today for Buy Nothing Day or the Economic Blackout Day?
Oh, everything. I try not. I live Buy Nothing Day all year round. I try to.
I see. Except for the holders of a cast iron skillet, some sort of silicone nub.
That was previously. Well, when stuff breaks, if you use it, you got to replace it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I live in the rubble of all my broken things, so I don't have that. But I understand that other people buy, you know, replace items that are broken.
Well, you have to. You got to. But we keep the boxes, too. You have that cardboard construction kit stuff, Bucci?
No. I let my cat sit in the boxes.
And boats and stuff?
No, I haven't done that. All right, Zachary. I'll see you. We're going to be doing the marathon next week, and it's pretty exciting, right? I'm going to be on Stashu Show,
can't wait.
If you like Stashu.
Pledge online.
Yes, pledge online at WFMU.org. I will be sending out some information about where to pledge this week on my Instagram, Bucci Nights. Thanks, Zachary. 201-536-9368. New number this week. We're opening up boxes. And a box can be anything, babe. An orange peel is a box for an orange. Is that a Bucci adage? Bucci.
Adage.
Caller, you go Bucci.
Hi, Booch. It's Franco.
Uh-huh. Hey, Franco. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good, good. Hey, Franco, what do you have in your hands? You got a box up there or cradled between your knees? Or what do you got? What do you got?
Well, you know, actually, the boxes, and I'm telling you God's truth here, that I opened this morning, I put the picture of the boxes in my avatar so you can see. What they are is boxes of 45s.
Oh, okay.
Because tomorrow I have to do a set in a record store.
Okay.
And funny you should mention beatniks, because I found some beatnik records.
Oh, really? Like bongo records or something like that? Or some guy just going,
well, no, they're more
cat,
sort of like comedy beatnik records, like Dig by Nervous Norvis.
Sure.
The Beat Generation by Rod McEwen. That's who it's credited to. Uh-huh. Let's Cut Out by Danny Roman and the Rockatones.
Okay.
You're Square by the Tramps. And it goes on and on.
So that's what you're going to be playing at this record store, a bunch of beatnik comedy albums?
No, they're 45s.
Oh, 45, sorry. And so these are all in a 45 box, or are they individually wrapped?
No, they're in boxes. Look at my profile.
Well, I'll look at it later.
There's all these little boxes all over the living room floor.
Jeez. Can you open one up? Can we open one up and really hear? When you open a box, Franco, you really, that box is opened, I bet.
Okay. I'm not even going to go with the ones that I did this morning. They're in the bedroom.
Okay,
but I will pick a box that I played at some time. And yes, it's in my lap.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. Let's really hear it, though. I really want to hear that thing. So put the phone like right there. You go.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, I do. Keep going, man.
Yeah. I'm wiggling the records back and forth. Uh-huh. And this is a box that I just randomly picked one record out. It's a promotional copy of Talk Talk by the Music Machine, which is not a beatnik record. It's more like a proto-punk record.
Okay.
And then let's see, what else is there? I'll just pick something randomly. Oh, that doesn't even have a label on it. I don't even know what that is. Oh, that doesn't either. It's Psychotic Reaction by the Count Five.
By the Count
on the
Five.
Double Shot label.
Sure, yeah.
I'm sure you've heard that before.
I have heard that one before.
On the Oldie Station. And then there's I Just Started Hating Some People Today by Beck. And actually, the cover of that is featured in the picture, Beck's face wearing sunglasses. But why it's not in, anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the one, Lowdown Blues by Hank Williams on the MGM label.
Okay.
And here's Pata Pata by Miriam Makeba. Okay, that's a real good one. And I'm Not Talking by the Yardbirds on the Epic label. And then there, so let's see what else is in this box.
All right, I've opened up Pandora's box, it feels like. And I've just opened up Pandora's box, and all these 45 have come spilling out of Pandora's box. Count five.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's great. I love, that's one of the best things ever.
2 o'clock.
You're spinning, huh? Do you have a DJ name, Franco, or is it just DJ Franco?
Well, no one calls me Franco except
the WFMU
family. WFMU, and I don't encourage it either.
Yeah.
That's my name that's special. They just call me Steve, my real name, you know? So it's, and tomorrow I'm going to have guests. There's going to be a lot of people coming in to watch me spin.
Man, that's great. Oh, one more question, Franco. What are you not buying today? Very quickly. What are you not buying?
I did not go to the gas station.
You're not buying gas?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But I did go to the gas. Here's the thing.
Never.
I talked about her before. My friend, my new friend, who has a restaurant, and it used to be a gas station. You're eating inside an old gas station, and I went there and had breakfast and talked to her and her sister.
Great.
So I supported a small business.
Small business is fine.
God, that's the only purchase I made.
That's great.
I bought breakfast with these two. Yeah, lovely young ladies.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Franco. I will. Thanks for that's a great box that you just opened, and I'm sure we're all
Just randomly. They're all
prickly and happily.
Anytime you want today, you want me to call and tell you what's in another box. There's like a million boxes in here with records in them.
Yeah. Maybe something that's not a record. Maybe just some bubble cushioning, like some bubble wrap. Maybe you just got an empty box of bubble wrap or peanuts.
Oh, there's another funny box that I thought of, but that's...
Well, we'll save that for the marathon. All right, Franco, thanks very much, man. I'll see you. I'll hear from you soon, I'm sure.
You bet.
Bye. Calling a Bucci. I opened up that box, and the dial tone came roaring out. Oh, and the sound of someone hanging up on you. Jesus. All right, 201-536-9368. We have a new number. Everyone's calling the other number, I'm sure. But we're talking we're unboxing things. Open something up and tell it, you know, so we can hear it. And so we can learn more about your spending habits. Call Igabuchi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is Jackson's dad and Jackson from Jamestown.
Jackson from Jamestown and Jackson's dad. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, Jackson, do you have any boxes hanging around?
Earlier today, my friend... And his little, I have a good idea of what it is. But I have a good idea of what it is because my friend and his little sister delivered them earlier today, even though I ordered them a while ago. And his little sister is a Girl Scout, and it says Caramel Delight and Thin Mints on it.
Okay, so it's Girl Scout cookies. That's what you got, Girl Scout cookies? All right. Can you open one up? Are you saving these
I
for?
I already opened
them. We're gonna open the other one.
Okay, open up another one, because if you had already opened the box, I'm afraid I'm gonna have to hang up on you, Jackson.
Oh no, we got one.
Okay, great.
Ready?
We got one. Yeah.
All right. Let's really hear that box of cookies be opened.
All right.
Okay.
This one's full of Thin Mints.
Yeah.
And one peanut butter patty.
Ugh, peanut butter patty. What's that?
Peanut butter patties and Caramel Delight.
What's the Caramel Delight? So a Caramel Delight. That's your favorite one. A Caramel Delight is a box that houses caramel. If you
says Caramel Delight. Crispy cookies topped with caramel, toasted coconut, and chocolate stripes.
That's the one with the hole in the middle?
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, Jackson, what are you not going to buy today for Buy Nothing Day, or what didn't you buy? Or Jackson's dad can answer this question, too.
We did not buy a car today.
Yep, okay.
We actually didn't buy anything. We stuck to the plan.
Great. This is going to show them, right? This is going to show those, this is going to show Jeff Bezos, right? This is going to show them. They're like, oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Something day, and we can't buy anything or go on Instagram.
Right, except for Bucci Nights at Instagram. You can go on that. There's a loophole as far as Instagram is concerned. You can only go to Bucci's.
All right, we will do that later.
All right.
It was just FMU today.
All right, thanks, Jackson and Jackson's dad. Have a great one. 201-536-9368. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Tickets to next year's Uncle Con. New wedding ring, because your old one got licked off your finger by a dog. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
This is Hero.
Hero, how are you doing, Hero? You know, you're my hero for calling. Man.
Yeah?
I can't believe it's taken me a year to come up with that zinger. All right, Hero, you're a big spender, I understand. You know, you're a consumerist. You must have the newest and freshest box. So what is a box that you have that you'd like to open live on the air for the first time ever? Second time ever.
Yes, I do. I have one box.
Okay, well, what is it? Describe it for me. What does it look like?
Well, it's the regular, it's cardboard, and it is almost a cube, but it's rectangle. It's a rectangle, almost a cube. And
shouldn't have asked this question.
It is. It's pretty short.
Okay, it's short and squat and square. All right. Why don't you open it up for us? Everyone on that. Everyone's saying, "Okay, God, I can't wait to see what's in this box, man. I hope it's, I hope it's something for me." Did you just swear?
Oh, I see it.
Okay, what is it?
It out.
What is it?
Well, I can't see it. It's all wrapped up in white paper.
Oh, let's hear that white paper. Oh, I got to hear that white paper. That's my love language, crinkly white paper.
Oh, it is. Looks like it's a model of WFMU, the building. It's a model of the building.
It's a model of the building. What's the model made out of?
Feels like plastic. Oh, it can open up.
Wow. It opens up, and can you see Bucci in there? When you split it open, do you see Bucci?
Yes, there's all the DJs.
I'm waving at you. Bucci. All right, there's all the DJs, and you see station manager Ken. He's probably standing above Bucci, glaring at him. Is that, do you see station manager
Ken
there?
No, he's in his office.
Oh, classic. All right, and you see Matt Warwick there, and Scott, and
yes,
Joe McGasco,
yes.
They're all there, Jessica.
Yeah.
All right, mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah. I don't even know where you get something like that, but that's someone really likes you to send that to you.
Yeah.
I bet the model also like kind of falling apart and needs your help during the WFMU fundraiser? I'm sure even the model needs some assistance financially.
Right.
Right. All right. Thanks, Hero.
Right.
Thanks for opening up. Yes. Right. 201-536-9368. Yes. Well, you know what's exempt from buying nothing day is the WFMU. So if you want to buy a T-shirt and help support WFMU or get Bucci's premium, $75 pledge will get you that. That's free game. Paulo Yugabuchi.
Oh, what's up, Bucci?
Hey, who's this?
This is Downtown Double G.
Double G. Two Gs. All right, Double G. Downtown Double G. What do you, you got a box that is, that you can talk about on the radio, please? Not something.
I got a box right here.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
You got that?
Yeah. Where did you find this box? Was it found on the street, or did you take it off someone's porch, or what is it?
My local post office asked. Oh, hey, my rice is done cooking. My local post office, if they have undeliverable boxes, they auction them out, and
rice is a box for starch.
On loading dock. So I don't know what's in this box. It's not for me. I think it's been in the back for like 20 years.
Okay, so let's do it the Downtown Double G way. Let's open up a box the way where you just punch right through the tape and grab that sweet jam that's inside of it.
I have a little tiny box cutter. I'll do it your way, though. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Set?
Man, that sounds powerful. Ziggy, it sounded like you really needed to get some anger out on that box. Seems like, do you feel like 20 pounds lighter after you've punched that thing?
Yeah, I tore that box.
Okay, good. What's in it?
Oh my God.
It sounds like loose raisins. Is it loose raisins?
Bucci.
Yes?
I don't know if I can say what's on the air.
Talk Bucci, around it. Yes.
Yeah, Bucci. I think someone was trying to give someone a pet for for a birthday or something, Gucci.
I see. Okay, well, I can't talk about that on the radio. I mean, people are breathing down my neck, and I can't have any more, you know, I don't even... Yes?
Gucci, I don't know what to do with this, Gucci.
Right, gotta go. Look, I can only have you open the box. I cannot take responsibility for whatever comes out of it. That is something that you have to live with. Bucci goes away, but you have to be, you're there with the unopened box. And whatever whatever comes out of it, that's your responsibility. Caller Ego Bucci.
Okay, well, I can't talk about that on the radio.
Me?
Jesus, I can't believe that's what I sound like. Yes, you. Who is this?
Oh, this is JR.
Hey, JR, how are you doing?
I'm doing amazing.
Oh, you are? Okay. So,
yeah, perfect.
Wow. So, JR, what do you got? You got a box in front of you?
I have a metal box that looks like it could hold, you know, 45s or something. I'm not sure. It's from this house that I'm in.
You've never opened it? This is like a mystery box?
It is a mystery box.
Oh, man. This is great. Have you always, like, so have you been waiting for a DJ to announce, like, a box opening thing for you to open this thing?
Or is I have it just... been waiting not just for any DJ, for Bucci.
For my, okay, that's good. It was a trick question, right. All right, so I can't wait to hear what's in this thing. And go ahead, JR. What is, let's see, let's open it up.
Should I open it?
Yo, I'd love it. If you're comfortable opening it, I would love to...
It's a metal box. It's gray and metal.
Okay.
I'm opening it.
It's not it's not handcuffed to your wrist or anything like that.
Though. Not yet.
Okay.
It looks like it's all letters.
Letters?
All letters. And it... Oh, it smells musty.
Musty old letters. Man.
So should I grab a letter?
Yeah, Oh, yeah, grab a letter.
It's only letters. It looks like it's only mail. I don't know. Letters might be the wrong word. It could be bills.
It's just unopened mail.
They look like they're opened. Oh, hold on. I'm picking a random letter.
Okay.
It's dated July 15th, 1978.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
I'll read a first paragraph and you tell me when to stop if you want to.
Okay, go ahead.
Dear Carol and Leo, last December, as the holidays came on, Judy and I found it difficult to set aside time to send greeting cards. She is very conscientious about her teaching, and the university has adopted one of those impossible schedules in which autumn classes begin following Labor Day,
okay,
and final examinations conclude just before Christmas. After the holiday, we hope there might be more opportunity to write, but that never happened.
Oh.
That's the first paragraph. Jeez. It goes on for two pages.
Two pages? It's all about scheduling? How does it end? What is the last couple of sentences?
So the last sentence is in pen, in script. I don't know if I'll be able to read it, but it says, we may see you before we leave for Europe. Then again, we may not get together until the autumn or even later. So we'll use this opportunity to tell you a bit about what's on our minds.
Okay, let's leave what's on their minds as a mystery. Anything could be on their minds. Apparently, the fall schedule is also on their minds.
Sounds like they were swingers, if you're asking me.
I am. So there's no rude drawings on it, or like diagrams or anything like that, or like
it's not kissed. How do you define rude?
Well, I don't know. Anything?
Oh, they're from Rhode Island. I see. His last name is Wood.
Rhode Island.
So, and they're
again.
From Kingston, Rhode Island.
Sure, they I wrote... know Kingston, Rhode Island.
Do you know that? You're from Rhode Island?
I'm from Rhode Island. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah,
Kingston, Rhode Island. Maybe it's
Are
from...
Are you from Kingston?
No, I'm not from Kingston. Maybe, you know, it could be from my grandfather to my, you know, to someone. But, all right. RJ, I mean, JR, what did you...
Yeah, rude, first of all.
Sorry, it's just, I have it written two ways. What did you not buy today?
Taco Bell.
You didn't buy Taco Bell.
No, I went to Chipotle instead.
Okay, well, that doesn't count. You broke the boycott, and now it's not going to work. The boycott's not going to work if you break it.
Oh, God, Jeff Bezos is still going to be rich.
He's going to be so happy.
Can you believe it?
It's all going to be coming in. It's like, don't worry, we've lost.
It's my fault because I had Chipotle.
We've lost so much money. Like, oh, no, wait. JR bought Chipotle.
I spent $14 at Chipotle today on a burrito and a Coca-Cola. I also bought Coca-Cola. So there goes the world.
This is not working. We need solidarity.
Oh, I mean, I've destroyed this movement.
All right. Well, that's the nightmare.
JR is responsible for the downfall of America.
Well, I mean, just today you are. I mean,
February 28th, 2025.
All right, JR. Thanks for that letter was fascinating. Thanks so much for
Bucci,
opening
love
it
you,
on air.
Always.
I love you too. 201-536-9368. Yeah, do you have letters? I would love to hear more letters if you have a letter that you'd like to open from an old lover or someone that you used to write poetry to. I'd love to read an old poem that you pull out of a letter. Loose water. Bucci got a box of loose water. And that is the end of that sentence. Yeah. And also, what did you not buy today? Bucci didn't buy his mood stabilizers, which probably explains this show a little bit. And he bought this soda from Columbia, though it wasn't from Chipotle like JR. It was it's just from this guy's hand that I got on the train. He was asleep. 201-536-9368. No one wants to open a box on the radio? No one wants the mystery, unveiled to them? Jesus Christ. So while we wait for people to call, we're having the marathon next week. It's starting Monday. I am going to be on co-hosting with my favorite person, DJ Stashu. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be a wild one. And then on Friday, I'll be doing a nice marathon show with Michelle, with some L's. And that's also going to be really great. And Buy Nothing Day, of course, does not apply to WFMU because we don't take that dirty Chipotle money. All right, let's open a box. I'm going to open one of my boxes. Hold on. Let's pull this thing down here. Oh, wow. It is fur. Is it real? Yeah, it's real fur. Someone sent me real fur. Just loose furs. I guess it's because of my job. Maybe someone's like sending me fur. Oh, there's a note. Dear Bucci, please turn this fur into socks. Yours truly, Franco. I don't think so. I don't get out of bed for anything more than fur pants. I'll make fur pants. I'm not going to waste my time with socks. Caller, you go, Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Annie.
Oh, hey, Annie. How are you?
Good. How are you? When are you on with Clay?
That would be not this Thursday, but the next Thursday. So the second week.
That'll be great.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I've never been on the air with that gentleman, so I really can't wait. It's going to be a blast.
Oh my gosh. He's wonderful.
Yes, he is a treasure. I treasure him, though, you know, I hope he treasures me. I just hope he treasures me, because it'd be crushing if he didn't.
Oh, he's so nice. I'm sure he will.
Yeah. Okay, well, he has a cruel side, though. You know, who knows? Annie, do you have a box that you'd like to open on the air?
I do. It's little.
Great. That's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
Big things come in small packages, though I don't think that's actually true.
I don't think that's
physically true. It's like one of those lies that people tell you.
It is.
Okay, go ahead, Annie.
It makes you feel good. All right. So if I cut it open. All right. I have I've got some small tubes of Daniel Smith watercolor paint.
Okay, watercolor paint. All right.
Yes.
So, like, just the paint, no brushes or anything like that, just some paint tubes.
No, I already have brushes. I just needed some refills of paint.
Are you an artist? Are you a visual artist, Annie?
I enjoy it.
Yes.
I don't make a living by it.
No. All right. And
there you have it.
So, what are you going to use with this paint? What do you think you're going to use with this paint? It's a pretty good question.
I'll sketch the world around me, my neighborhood.
Great. You could even paint a box, and then you know, we could just be like, you could paint a closed box. That's a pretty good. That's a pretty good painting.
Oh,
it's just a closed box on a table.
You and Mrs. Bucci.
Like, yes, I would love to hear that. I would. Yeah, I would love it.
What's in the box?
All right, Annie. Thanks so much. Uh-huh. Have a great one. I forgot to ask her what she didn't buy. I don't think she bought Bucci's line that she was trying to sell her. That makes sense. You know what I don't buy? I don't buy this Gene Hackman's dying. I don't buy the reasons that have come out of that. I think there's something going on there. So I don't buy that. Just poor Gene Hackman and his wife and his dog. Maybe it was a puppuccino that got them. Caller Ego Bucci.
How's it going, Bucci?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
It's Stan calling from the southwest side of Chicago.
Stan from the southwest side. All right, Stan, how you doing?
I'm pretty good today. It's Friday, you know. It feels good to not have to go to work tomorrow.
Right, and you get to kick back with your feet up on a Chicago hot dog and listen to Bucci, right?
Yeah, I got a old style export ale too.
Oh, great. So where are you from? Like Oak Lawn, Plainfield? Where are you from? Romeoville?
Hey, you know the southwest side suburbs, but I'm over here in Clearing. You know, over there, 63rd Street by Menards. You know where Ziggy's Pub is?
No, I don't know that one, but I've heard of Ziggy's. Menards, you know, that's great. You know, I got a Menards story, Stan, just very brief one. I knew a person who may have been lying to me, but they said they were one of the people who sang the Menards jingle, you know, save big money
big
at Menards.
Big money at Menards.
Right.
Yeah.
So they were one of the chorus that sang save big money at Menards. And they got a flat fee. Who knows what it was? $120 or something like that. And their voice has been all over the world. But they have not gotten any payment for it, just the one time. Can you imagine that?
You'd think with those 11% rebates they're always running at Menards, they can afford to pay them.
Boy, you told me. We're getting really inside. Anyone who's not from Chicago has turned off the radio. And also probably people from Chicago have turned off the radio as well. So, Stan, what do you got? Open up a box for me.
Okay, I got this.
Real fast.
I got this metal box at the thrift store. It's red metal, and it says Fleetwood Roller Rink. You want to hear it open?
I sure do.
It's got a latch. Listen. You hear that?
Yes, I hear it.
And you know what's inside of it?
No, what?
Vintage roller skates from the Fleetwood Roller Rink there over on 7231 West Archer and Summit.
Sure, and they're all crinkled with age and falling apart, or are they brand new and shiny like you love it?
The baby blue, and there's a little puppy yarn ball on the end of them. They're absolutely wonderful.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. And then what did you not buy today, Stan?
Oh, boy, I tell you what, there's a lot of things I didn't buy today. But one of the things that I didn't buy that I'm going to buy tomorrow is a book.
What are you going to buy?
It's a book by Ida Tarbell. It's called The History of the Standard Oil Company.
Okay. All right. That sounds fantastic. Thanks, Stan. Say hi to Frank Lloyd Wright's house for me.
Absolutely.
All right, bye. Okay. We're almost at the end of the show. In fact, we are basically at the end of the show. I don't know where the other DJs are. Is Billy Jam around here somewhere? Let's see. Anyway, I'm going to open a box really fast. I've had this thing in my closet for 13 years. Nothing. More disappointment on Bucci. You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. Please. New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online and all the time at WFMU.org. Up next is Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam. I'll see you next week for the WFMU Marathon. I'm going to be all over the radio next week, so that's real nice, right? Give me a kiss.
Was I close? Was I close enough there? Almost kisses.
Who listens to Bucci? You do, Chi.
Hey, Billy Jam, it's Rocky from San Francisco, and you're listening to the latest from Oteo Dub and I called Long Kiss Goodnight on WFMU.
Born from the military, born from an endless war, born in a place I had to leave behind when I was four. Left with the missing piece, left with my family, left with the mother missing hers while she's raising me. I love the Philippines, I wish it knew me better. I got it tatted on me, this is my love letter. Respectfully, don't comfort me if I want better for my people than the son of a dictator. Back in 86 when I was four, I saw myself. People power organizing while the movement spread. We were starving, no more Nutribuns to quell unrest. So pardon me if puffy sleeves make my stomach retch. American, so I know the privilege of my stance. No colonizer could seduce me, not a f***ing chance. DNA results are back, I just send them out. 100% chance I'll punch a fascist in their mouth.
Pag-ibig sa kanyang lupa pag-ibig sa kanyang.
I never thought I'd see us act so uninformed, voting for a family that exploits the poor, rubbing elbows with the president on foreign shores, stop importing rice, trafficking our own domestic laborers, our people cleaning city floors. Before they came, we was royal, we was dripped in gold. We idolized the money stacks while they changed the facts. Revisionist history, it's a stealth attack. My paradise is burning, I still want it back. Pray to Batala and get their karma back. That's where the martyrs at, they smile upon me still. Liberation from evil, from the dollar bill. Democratic socialists with a bottom grill. Communist ideas would drive a grand national. MAGA a proud boy, country bumpkin in the field. Holla at me, boy, that Asian fetish gets you killed. Ang bayan kong Pilipinas, lupain ng ginto't bulaklak, pag-ibig na sa kanyang pala, nagalay ng ganda't tilak.
at sa kanyang yumi at ganda, dayuhan ay nahalina. Bayan ko, binihag ka, nasadlak sa dusa.
When you live in a country that makes truth something that is associated with the painful that should not be spoken, it becomes hard to get people to value speaking freely.
Take to the air like a falcon without ever knowing the outcome. To redeem, cause it's in the demons I'm trying to outrun. So much talk, like smoke pollution in New York, evoke evolution. Retribution infusing the true walk. No corners to cut, no class orders or what. Just spirits stripped down to what they can pour out in a cup. Pure intentions are clear, the filth of anger and fear. A bit less dirty of those in delusion that's unaware. So much confusion to share, some in seclusion and scared. Found in union, yeah, then the illusion disappeared. Get a small vision of heaven, but just hold on to it, brethren. Those who've seen the truth cannot find excuses in the pretending. A cycle that's never ending, beginning, or even bending. Seek some sort of perfection that's needed for transcending. Torn, like some sort of tendon that needs mending. Mercy, whatever we trending towards, that's pending. But we ascending.
Slap you in the back of the neck with the blabs. And basically you a passenger. I'm packaging the pacifying vibes that they're lacking. What had happened was I've been telling you all along. Started rapping, did some now here's another song. A roller coaster of a source, the sport's been a gong show. Trying to get a bag, not really righting my wrongs though. So gung-ho, somehow still the bond so strong. Couldn't do nothing else, now dig the combo. Curious smoke, check the K-Rack ensemble. I'm beaming in from the Vancouver, baby, your song, yo. Adjust your Sanyos, your bows, and your Sony joints. Dust off your ears, give us cheers, mocha on these points. Punctuate the poignant, enjoyment is paramount. Insert the coin and we gon' hit you with the here and now. This is what you hearing now.
Like a number of times, slumbering times, giving y'all the Maxwell House I thought you needed, hoping that the scene would be repeated, a deep-seated respect along with the resentment felt, and still coping with them feelings, so I send us out to the finicky industry, y'all know you can't limit me, they dug into the pockets and cost us grips, letting people get it for nothing, what is this, ish? I gotta say.